gets me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Well, when Gordon Goldsborough of the Manitoba Historical Society was leaving here last week, he offered a hint about today's column, something to do with orange or oranges. Gordon, what were you talking about?
Well, I was talking about orange men.
Orange men, as in the Orange Lodge?
As in the fraternal order, of course, a secret club to which men could belong. That's right.
Yes. And so we're near Carmen somewhere?
Yeah, we're about 7 miles west of Carmen, straight west, a little village called Graysville.
And what's there?
A small building. It's actually a fairly modest little building, one-story wooden building, just a little over 100 years old. It was built, we think, in about 1908. It was the home to what was called the Loyal Orange Lodge.
Tell us more about the lodge.
Well, the Loyal Orange Order was an organization that began in Great Britain. It was started by people who had been loyal to Dutch Prince William of Orange.
Mm-hmm.
He became King William III. He was the King of England, Scotland, Ireland, and he battled the forces of King James II at what was called the Battle of the Boyne. And that eventually established sort of Protestant supremacy in particularly in Northern Ireland. But of course, as everyone knows, that continues to fester a little bit, the tension between Catholics and Protestants.
So the Orange Men were Protestants.
They were Protestant and they were proud of it. And that's why I think they called themselves the Loyal Orange Lodge. They were loyal to William of Orange.
So this little lodge with its facade, and we can see it on your website if you want to follow along, just click on that, LOL. And what does that say?
1514. That's right. Yeah. LOL, of course, when I first drove up to it, I was thinking internet speak, which LOL stands for laughing out loud. And it is a kind of whimsical little building, but I thought, no, there's got to be more to it than that. 1514, well, I found it after doing a little research that they would number these lodges based on the number of lodges that existed across Canada. Because when the Orangemen came from the British Isles, they, of course, established it here in Canada, what they called British North America, and they began numbering them sequentially from the very first one. And so this one was the 1,514th Orange Lodge in Canada.
So what went on in the lodge?
Well, I'm not sure we know fully because it was a secret organization. The rituals that they had were not intended to be shared publicly. That we know that they existed to provide sort of an opportunity for social interaction, mutual support. If you knew that there was a brother Orangeman in financial difficulty, it was your obligation to help him. But there were all kinds of sort of secrets in terms of how you could identify another Orangeman in public. There was a sort of a secret sign you could use if you were in trouble, if you needed help. There was, again, a secret sign for that. So I don't know if anyone outside of the Orange Order really knows today what those rituals entirely were. But many of the communities in Manitoba, at one point, there were over 180 of these lodges all over Manitoba.
How long was this one used?
Well, this one actually was one of the longer lived ones. Its history goes back even before the village of Graysville itself. There was actually a place called Campbellville, I believe, where they first established it. And then it moved into Graysville when Graysville became established by the railway. And it didn't end until the early 1980s. But by then, the writing was really on the wall. As I said, there were over 180 at one point. But by the mid-1900s, by about 1948, there was only something in the order of about 75 of them. And in fact, by the time that this one ended, there was only about 9 left. So it had really diminished dramatically.
When we think of Northern Ireland, especially with the differences between the Protestants and the Catholics, was there in the lodges here was it a pro-Protestant but not anti-Catholic sensibility?
Well, I think what the basis of their concern, I think, primarily was that they believed that you were ultimately loyal to the monarch. And that monarch here in Canada, of course, was the King or Queen of England. And because Catholics owed their allegiance to the Pope, they felt this put them in a definite conflict, that you couldn't be loyal to the Pope and also loyal to the monarch. So I think that may have been the basis of it. But I say towards the end, they took great pains, in fact, to make clear that they were not anti-Catholic. It was just out of a part of their history, I suppose.
We can see the little windows in the building. When you looked in the windows, what did you see?
Well, I looked inside, and in the windows that you can see in this photograph, it looks into the furnace room. Basically, you go in and there's a great big furnace there, which I'm told, by the way, still works. If you put fuel in its tank, it would fire right up and you could make the building warm again. Then you go through an interior door. I did, by the way, have the opportunity to tour it not long ago inside, and you go in through a door into the inner sanctum, and that is basically, well, it's being used today by the church next door. There's a United Church right beside it. They're using it for storage, but there a lot of the original paraphernalia from the lodge was still present at that time. And that is part of the interesting story too, because I knew nothing about the Orange Lodge. And what I discovered when I was looking through some books is that it turns out my grandfather was a member of this lodge.
This one?
This particular one.
And that was something that you were unaware of until much later in life?
Oh, in fact, I wasn't fully aware of it until within the last few weeks.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I kind of knew tangentially that my grandfather had been involved in the community, but not really specifically this. It turns out he had resigned his membership in 1953, and that's before I was born. So, you know, I would have had no awareness of his activities in the lodge. But I talked to one of my relatives, and he was able to sort of set me straight a little bit on why. It turns out he resigned the same year that my mother went to grade 12 for high school.
Was there a link there somehow?
Yes, there was. Because my mother went to go to grade 12. Grade 12 at the time was not offered widely. You couldn't go to any school to get grade 12. And in her case, she couldn't go to Graysville. That would have been the nearest larger school for her, but they didn't offer grade 12. So she had to go to a community that did offer grade 12, and that was in St. Claude or St. Claude.
A Catholic community.
A Catholic community, and the Order of Nuns ran the school. So you can imagine that would put in conflict a little bit my grandfather, if he was an Orangeman, if there was any sort of anti-Catholic sentiment. Now, I don't know whether that's the basis for it. It may simply be that my grandparents weren't wealthy and they had to send my mother to a boarding school. So they may have simply been just sort of sequestering their funds so that they could send their daughter to school. But it is kind of tantalizing to think about, you know, how it is that my grandfather sort of reconciled his beliefs, or the beliefs at least of the club to which he belonged, and sending his daughter to a Catholic school.
Wow. Well, Gordon, it's been a great story. Next time?
Well, next time we're going to a place that's named Flea Island, but I just want to make clear there are no fleas there and there's no island.
I can hardly wait for that, Gordon. Always great to see you. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba. Many moons.